Hey, this is Chris. I am back with a new episode of Tiki Chris Talks, and I am in Denver, Colorado, with Cynthia Ord, and she is the director of marketing for My 420 Tours.
Hi, Chris. Hey. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Great.
And I'm excited because I'm about to go on your tour, but maybe for listeners, you can describe what that tour is.
Yeah, I'm really excited for you because this is my favorite tour that we run. It's our greenhouse, grow, and dispensary tour. And so what you'll do is you'll get on a party bus. It's a 420 friendly bus, so okay. It's consumption friendly. If you brought your own little stash, okay. Then you will not be the only one just sparking it up as soon as you get on board.
Okay, great.
And then the first stop will be a beautiful grow house. Okay. And this one's really special because it's a greenhouse, which means that it was built for cannabis cultivation as a greenhouse rather than a warehouse that's been retrofitted.
Okay.
Most grows are warehouses because it's, you know, there's a lot of laws about what you can see and what you can't, so okay. To kind of keep it hidden. But this is one of two licensed greenhouses where it's a natural light facility. And I think that makes such a big difference,
yes.
Because it feels, you know, it feels like a greenhouse.
Okay.
And you see the blue sky above you and all of these plants are being fed with natural light. So
fantastic.
It's very
okay.
special.
So your tours are as old as legalization is, essentially, right?
Yeah.
So mm-hmm. Marijuana became legal in the state of Colorado, what, in 2012?
Yes.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And you started your tours...
In 2013, actually.
Okay.
Yeah, the founders immediately saw the demand. It was one of only two states to mm-hmm. be recreationally legal at the time. And they saw the opportunity as people started planning trips around cannabis to just see. Most at the beginning, it was people just curious, and they really wanted to see what it looked like, you know, what the retail experience
right.
looked like, what grows looked like, how the licensing process was panning out. So the two founders were actually, they were organizing trips for business people and industry people who wanted like an insider experience.
Like potential investors.
Potential investors,
okay.
entrepreneurs,
sure.
exactly. So they were packaging trips for these guys, you know, meet cultivators, meet dispensary owners, just sort of connecting the dots of the industry. Finding lodging, accommodating hotel rooms with vaporizers to make
okay,
them 420
okay.
friendly for their guests, you
wow.
know? And so they're thinking, well, if we're doing this for industry people, we could do this for just, you know, visitors at large. So, yeah, they started scaling and setting up group trips. And ever since, it's been slow and steady growth.
Okay,
so,
and you've
yeah.
got tours every day?
We do.
A variety of different tours?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What would be some of the other tours people could go on?
Yeah, so the classic tour is a variation of what you're doing. It's the sort of the grow and dispensary formula where
mm-hmm.
you'll go to a grow facility, you'll see how the plants are cultivated, and then you'll go to the dispensary that sells that product that you've just seen grow.
Okay.
So we work with Euflora. They're the ones who have the
sure.
greenhouse that you're about to visit.
Okay.
And then we have a few other partners as well. So we have about four different facilities that we work with right now that open up their grows and then give you the dispensary sort of exit through the gift shop experience
yeah, right,
afterwards.
Okay. And are you the only 420 marijuana tours in Denver, or are there other sort of similar tours?
We have one real competitor in the sense that he also has enough volume to operate group tours that actually, you know, fill up.
Yeah.
And so there are only two of us doing that. There are also a handful of others that do more sort of customized private trips. And
okay.
that's usually like we found a few that are just limo services. And then
they
know a guy who will let them into a grow or something
okay.
like
sure,
that.
Sure, sure,
but
sure.
it's kind of just like guy with a website
yeah.
sort of businesses that they're probably doing something else. But full service group trip operators, there are two of us.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Very cool. And I'm guessing, and you might be a good person to talk about this, is this just been a boon to the local economy? Like, you want to talk about that? I mean, have you seen new jobs, you know, revenue for the local government, the state government, things like that?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's not the whole story of Denver and Colorado's just growth right now. It's It is sort of a boom town and a boom state right now for a lot of different reasons. And cannabis isn't the whole story there, but it's definitely part of it.
Okay.
I think we reached the $2 billion in revenue point last year. I'll have to look back on that. But as far as tax revenue, it's definitely been enticing enough for other states to want to follow suit and to reevaluate.
You guys have sort of laid the template for how to do it, I guess.
Exactly. Yeah. And it's kind of known as the Colorado model, and different legislators and regulators come to Colorado to learn it and see kind of step by step how we've gone about legalization and
and what would be the broad explanation of the regulation and the model? So you can buy it legally, you can't smoke it like in a public park or anything. You got to be in a private home, private setting. How's it work?
Right. Well, so the amendment that we passed, Amendment 64, was to treat cannabis like alcohol. And so for the most part, we look to alcohol laws and regulations to see how things might be done. But obviously, cannabis is a different substance and has to be treated differently. For example, drivers... there's not as good of a way to measure cannabis use in drivers as there is alcohol level, right? So there are different things that we have to just make a whole new set of laws for. Public consumption is one of those. So the amendment was originally unclear. They just said no public use. And so that basically eliminated everything but inside of people's homes.
Right.
And so that was kind of the understanding. Just keep it on your own private property. But then over the last couple of years, that's become problematic is, you know, there are visitors, there are tourists, where are tourists supposed to go? There's also, even among locals, there are people living in retirement communities and assisted living or HOA buildings where it's against the building regulations.
Right.
So where are they supposed to go? Or, you know, even parents who would rather not consume it around their kids, let's say, where will they go?
Sure.
So we had to revisit public use. And right now we're in the process of licensing certain places and sort of like the bar equivalent of cannabis. So it would be, you know, lounges and tasting rooms for the dispensaries and places outside the home where people can go.
Cool.
Right now it's just, there are different loopholes. Like, for example, the vehicle that you'll be on, the 420 party bus that you'll be on, that's our loophole right now.
I guess there's a clear...
There's a barrier.
Exactly,
barrier. Between the bus and the driver and... for this reason, it's sort of like a private event, and for the same reason that bachelor parties, let's say, can have alcohol in the back of a party bus, we can have cannabis use in the back of a party bus.
But you're making this sound like it's a multi-generational thing. Are you seeing that with your tours? Like,
absolutely.
People in the early 20s up until senior citizens?
Absolutely. And the more I've met our guests, the more I realize it's impossible to generalize about the people on our tours. I mean, it's everything from your partying bachelors to your, you know, 21st birthday party youngsters.
Is that the legal age?
It is the legal age, all the way up to seniors who are looking for relief for arthritis pain. And everything in between. You have, you know, father-son bonding trips. You know, and people here sharing it that way. And
Father's Day is coming up, isn't it?
Absolutely, and mother-daughter things, girls' day out things. It's a little bit of everything. And the average age of our guest is actually 33, so that's probably older than most people would imagine. So it's definitely not a rite of passage anymore. I think it's something that people can, you know, people have found to include in their lives at every stage, really.
And Have you seen any downside to legalization? Anything changed or not quite right or turned out differently than anyone expected?
You know, the tour guides will agree, and they're also Denver locals and a couple of them natives like me who were born here, where it's the economy's almost too good, where
it's sort of turned into a business sort of thing.
Yeah, where it's just getting very expensive to live here. Right, Denver's like real estate wise and cost of living wise, it's starting to resemble more like a coastal city than, you know, just gritty Midwestern gateway town. So,
I went on a beer tour the other day, and they were saying the same thing. That was the only downside, was it was getting too expensive for a lot of locals to live here. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. So it's not the Denver I grew up in mostly good ways, but the one thing is there's the price tag that goes with
it. Come to London sometime.
Yeah.
And so what's the future for my 420 tours? You got anything new coming up or anything you want to shout out about?
Yeah, we're always finding new experiences, tours, and classes to do. I'm really excited about some of our upcoming classes and sort of the educational turn that we're taking. We also do a lot of fun pairings, like a wine and weed, and, you know, painting and weed, and, you know, kind of instead of tours being completely about cannabis, we're kind of pairing it with other just activities and lifestyles and that sort of thing. So that's kind of fun. I think that's the future, is as legalization spreads and it goes, you know, from less of a novelty item to more of an amenity, then it's about pairing and events and classes.
Great.
And yeah, just finding ways to sprinkle cannabis onto your already amazing Denver and Colorado experience that includes, you know, a lot of just outdoors and sunshine and fun city to look around in. So we're just trying to enhance that already great Mile High experience.
Okay. And yeah. So if people want to find out more about you, website, Twitter, how can people find out more?
Yeah, we're all over. Start at our website, my420tours.com, and you can look through our menu of activities and our schedule, and even book a package vacation if you'd like. That includes two nights stay at those 420 friendly hotels that we work with. And social media too, we're there on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. We're always doing cool giveaways and contests and the like, so you could even win your way here if you're lucky.
Very exciting.
Yeah.
Okay, well, Cynthia, thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.
I'm really looking forward to this tour.
Great. Yeah. Thanks, Chris.